weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Time to welcome my first guest this afternoon. She's Heather Yeadon. She is from Winter Comfort, the homeless charity in Cambridge. She's just back from a trip to America where she's been looking at homelessness there. And also she's going to be telling us a little bit about Winter Comfort's bid for cash from the National Lottery Awards, which are taking place pretty soon. Good afternoon, Heather. Thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
So tell me about the States then. My sort of views, opinions of homeless in the United States are probably clouded by sort of these US TV cop dramas, and normally set in New York, where the homeless guy with the bobble hat always has the vital clue to give the detectives the answer to the case. But you're going to tell me it's nothing like that at all.
Well, it probably isn't too much like that. Maybe New York is. I was actually in Portland, so Portland's a pretty special place. It's got its own kind of unique vibe.
Well, why Portland?
So one of the things I had to do in order to... So I got a grant to do this research project there. And so you had to sort of suggest some areas of interest. And then the National Alliance to End Homelessness in America suggested sort of innovative places that have good practice that might be useful in terms of the things you want to learn about.
So the local authorities and the agencies there are doing stuff, good stuff, to help the homeless in that town.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really... So the agency I went to is called Central City Concern, and they run a whole range of different services for homeless people and do, yeah, loads of amazing work.
Well, what sort of things are they doing? Maybe there's one example you could share, perhaps.
So one of their sort of... things that they're really proud of is that a lot of their employees are people that have been through the homelessness system. So they've got like a project which is entirely run by what they call recovery mentors. So they're people that have recovered from drug addiction, and those people run the... It's a housing project, and they run the project. And it's based on sort of Narcotics Anonymous type sort of 12-step program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was quite interesting and not something that I'd seen before, so it was interesting to see that approach.
Yeah, and the type of homeless, the sort of person who finds themselves on the streets in Portland, is it the same the world over? Is it the same type of person from the... So I know you're telling me that homeless come from all backgrounds, but in the same circumstances that get somebody in the States on the streets in the same way we find in Cambridge?
Yeah, to be honest, that is one of the things that I found quite similar. Like, the sorts of issues that they're trying to focus on dealing with are similar. So sort of people dealing with alcohol issues or drug issues or mental health problems. And then also, yeah, people, they have a much more limited welfare system. So, people that also just fall into hard times, can't afford to pay the rent, can't get work, that sort of thing. So the sorts of issues that they're facing are very similar, but it's on a much, much bigger scale.
That's interesting. I know that there's been a growth in homelessness in Cambridge over the last... Well, I guess it's a gradual thing, but I think it was particularly noticeable in the last batch of figures that we got from the City Council. A lot of people, of course, then point to austerity Britain and so-called cutbacks in the benefit and the welfare system here. Do you think now that you can apply things that you've learnt in Portland to Winter Comfort's work in Cambridge or other homeless agencies here? Because we know there's a few in the city.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of trying to process that at the moment, to be honest. One of the things that I think often you find is when you learn about something new, you then realise all the things that you didn't know. So I've sort of...
Donald Rumsfeld, known unknown, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So I've sort of come back and been like, oh, this is really exciting. And then I've been like, that organisation is actually doing something like that. Mm. So I'm sort of gradually... sort of thinking through what things I saw and trying to find out more about them and see how we might be able to implement some things potentially. And it's definitely like affected my thinking on things and how we could potentially deal with things and whether that would be good or whether there's reasons that we don't do things that way. So I'm sort of gradually, I've got to come up with some ideas, I feel.
And would anybody from Portland come over here at any point or either to the Cambridge or to the UK in general?
So there was 5 people from different places in the UK that went to 5 different places in the US, and there was 5 people from the States that came to different places here. So there'll be someone from the States, probably not from Portland, and they're not coming to Cambridge.
Disappointing, actually.
two years ago, someone, as part of the same project, did come to Cambridge and worked with the Chronically Excluded Adults team as part of the City Council.
Okay, and of course, to do all of your work, you need money for that, and there's the opportunity, which is coming up from the... from the National Lottery Awards. This is this almost glitzy kind of thing with John Barrowman, isn't it? The Bruce Forsyth for a New Generation.
Yeah.
He sings, he dances, he acts.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, it is a bit... The National Lottery have funded a project that we're running, the Pathways Project. And then they've offered this sort of award thing to projects that they fund. So you have to get lots of people to vote for you. And then they give you some money.
So it's kind of like a bonus, if you like.
Yeah, it's they've like
already,
a little bonus.
Already, do you know any ideas how much you've received from them already?
I can't remember, but it's a significant amount. It's very... it's been a really good... project. This is for like a little bonus of £3,000, and then also you get to like be on the sort of some sort of TV show and stuff, so it's really good for generally raising awareness and helping get more funding for the work that we do and stuff like that.
And is there a particular project that you're highlighting as part of this, because I know you do a lot of work and it is sometimes you need to concentrate the mind, don't you, on one particular thing?
So the Pathways Project has been about giving people routes back into like a sort of healthy and active lifestyle. So I've made that sound like it's exercise, but I mean things like work, volunteering, doing sort of meaningful activities with your
Sometimes
life.
Sometimes it is the everyday things, isn't it, really, that people kind of find themselves not doing and getting into some sort of normal routine.
Yeah, and there's
a benefit.
Often if you've ended up in a homeless situation, it is a real struggle to get back on your feet. So our project is about helping to eliminate some of those barriers and give people the chance when they're at the right moment to get back into work.
Now the deadline for this, I think, is pretty soon. So
yes.
what must people do? Where do they need to tick the box?
Yeah, so it's one of the easiest voting things that you could ever do. So to find it, if you look at the Facebook Winter Comfort for the Homeless page, Winter Comfort for the Homeless. And it's the top link on there, and you just go there. It says vote now. You just vote, and then you just have to put in your email address and your name, and then it's done. And that's all you have to do. It's very, very easy. But so it finishes this evening, tonight at 12 o'clock. So we're just trying to, get as many people. So hopefully, I think we're the only local project that is... that has been a part of this specific thing. So we're trying to spread the word locally.
It's fairly straightforward. There's no need to vote for anybody else. You know what to do. What I'm going to do, I need to do some travel and some ads. But once the music's playing again, I think I might go to that page and try and share it on the Cambridge 105 page as well.
That would be great.
So that to try and help it along so people there can see and hopefully put their vote in. How much do you get?
So we get £3,000, and then we get this whole like being on this little TV show and stuff like this.
That's good. You get to be dazzled by John Barrowman's teeth, which is worth it for that alone. Not to mention helping Winter Comfort too. Heather, thank you very much for coming in. We'll do that on the website in a short while's time.
Awesome.
We'll pop that on our Facebook page so people can see. It is 4:42.